Well, well, here we are.
All right, people, we're gonna try something a little different today.
No, I do mind. The dude minds. This will not stand.
The only true wisdom is in knowing you know nothing.
That's us, dude.
I cannot solve your problem, sir. Only you can.
Don't mess with the bull, young man. You'll get the horns.
Do you understand the words that are coming out of my mouth?
I'm gonna tell you something, and I want you to listen tight. It may sound like I'm talking about me, but I'm not. I'm talking about you. As a matter of fact, I'm talking about all people everywhere.
Discussing the issues that actually matter. Finding the answers using logic and reason. Now here is the host of Rush to Reason, John Rush.
And I'm your host, John Rush, Rush to Reason, KLZ 560. Hour number three is upon us. Thank you for joining us. Tanner Roberts now joining us, and he is the author of Dumb Politics and has a new book called 101 Tips to Becoming or to Become a Radical Liberal. Tanner, welcome. How are you, sir?
Hey, John, I'm doing great. Thanks for having me.
I appreciate you joining us. We need a little bit of fun right now and a little bit of laughter with all that's going on.
Oh, don't we ever. I'm not going to look at another election map. I'm going to punch my hand through a screen if I have to look at those red and blue colors again. That's going to make Christmas miserable with those colors. So,
it doesn't help if you keep turning them on and off in different areas to try to see how things win either. That makes you about as crazy.
Oh, absolutely. The refresh button is not doing anything for news. So we need a little distractions.
All right, so talk about your book.
Oh, okay, great. So 101 Tips to Become a Radical Liberal. Listen, I had fun with this one. I wrote it. I illustrated it. What I did is wrote it from a satirical piece, which it's kind of hard to write satire on something that becomes a parody of itself, which is liberal ideology.
Good point.
You know, that's what satire is, right? It's the extreme version of an idea or of a person, but they kind of go there themselves. But what I do is it's 101 tips to become a radical liberal. You know, it's all satire, so it's written from me as a perspective of a liberal, giving you guys, you know, how to really become your perfect progressive selves. And I break it out in different formats. I've got 10 tips for obnoxious protesting, 10 tips for progressive night out, 10 tips for fixing the holidays, for raising children, for the workplace. You know, I just had a lot of fun writing it and then just
okay,
drawing.
So give us the 10 tips or a few tips of the progressive night out. I want to hear those.
Oh, progressive.
I need help
because
I would not have the foggiest idea what to do, Tanner. I need some help.
Well, let's see. If I'm let's see. I actually have the book in front of me. Let's get to one of them. Let's see, the 10 tips for, I probably shouldn't say this tip on air, so let's move to the next one.
Yeah,
tip number 37.
That's probably a good thing. We don't want to have to hit the dumb button, Tanner.
Yeah, no, I don't want to be barred from showing back up again. So, you know, one of the tips is tip number 38 for a progressive night out.
Okay.
It's make time for modern art. And it's a picture of two gentlemen looking at a portrait of a very dilapidated smiley face.
Ah.
And one of the guys holding his glass of wine says, "Look at how the artist evokes an ethereal portrait of the human condition." And then there's just a question mark over the other guy's head. Like, what? And then with each tip, comes a little description of you know, what to do, how to be your best progressive self. And one of my favorite tips actually from that section is avoid culturally appropriating restaurants.
Okay.
So, you know, what I mean by that is if you're going to eat Chinese, is it run by people of Chinese descent? And one of the pictures I have is a waiter bringing a girl a taco, and she goes, "Excuse me, sir, can I see the ethnicity of the owner before I eat this taco?" So just a couple tips out there.
That's really – okay, so what got you started on actually writing a book in this manner?
And this man, you know, my first book, Dumb Politics, was a lot more serious, a lot of, you know, I added little quips in there, too, because I have a very sarcastic side to me. But, you know, what I wanted to do was, you know, one of the things that conservatives really lose out on is culture and comedy, things of that nature. And, you know, when I wrote this, I was still 28, 29. I'm now 30 when it came out. And I wanted something to, you know, just to entertain. And you know, us millennials and us below us have very little attention span. So I wanted something quick, easy, fun to grab the attention of my readers and also just provide them entertainment, something to laugh at, some comedy relief. And we all need that in politics.
Yeah, boy, we sure do. Is this, I guess, question for you, is this all you do, or do you have other things you do outside of this? Or are you just an author and write books?
I mean, I do a whole bunch of different other things. I do some IT consulting, too. I do some speaking events. You know, I'm down here in Houston, a little north of Houston, in a suburb, Conroe, Montgomery County.
Yeah, I know where Conroe is. Yep, right where that is.
Sure.
Yep.
Yeah, so we do a lot of work out here. But, yeah, I'm constantly doing these kind of things, writing books and talking to great people like yourself.
Well, we appreciate you joining us, and you're right. We need a little bit of laughter right now with everything going on. And as much as I love, you know, conservatives and so on, we tend to your point a moment ago, we tend to miss out on some of those things that make life a little bit more joyful. Sometimes we take ourselves just a tad too seriously.
We do. I'll give ourselves some credit, too. We don't overly freak out. We're not going to go
that's true too.
And loot the Walmart because of, you know, we didn't get our way, but we do tend to stiffen up and, you know, we're letting the culture get by us, and that's been a big mistake.
Okay, so a question for you along those lines. This is more serious. I know we're going to have a little more fun here in a moment as well. I want to get back into the book a little bit. But on a serious note, what you just said a moment ago, I personally feel like there are times where because we can be viewed as being so, you know, unfun, you know, we're the NFL, we're the no fun league sometimes. And I think at times that doesn't bode real well when we're actually trying to gain more followers and bring them over to our side. In other words, what I mean is, I think at times if we were having a little more fun, we might have a little more followers on our side.
You know, I think so, but I that tends to be the case, but you know, things are hopeful, right? I mean, if whatever the results of this election, we saw that we gained people on our side.
We did. We did.
Except for the white male. That was the only thing we really lost. But.
Well, that's because, does the white male even exist anymore in the format that he was once before? I mean, we've beaten him down and neutered him to the point where, is he even still around?
Oh, I don't know. It's he's the boogeyman out there somewhere. There's always some boogeyman out there.
I mean, I'm being, you know, sort of tongue-in-cheek, but literally we've beaten the white man up to the point where, you know, he's got no more testicles. He's got to be a little midget running around anymore because he has no stature whatsoever. He's cowering over like a little old man on a cane that's been neutered.
Neutered, yes, that was the word I was going to get to. But, yeah, it's a pretty pathetic display. But I will say that we are the counterculture. There is no denying that. I love how these little radicals are running around saying resist. Well, who are you resisting when you're on the side of big tech, media, academia, Hollywood?
Great point.
You know?
Yeah, no, exactly. No, yeah. Who are they resisting when they've got Facebook and Twitter, you know, and Instagram already on their side telling you what you can and can't post anymore? I mean, I was watching, just as a side note, I was watching and I played a little bit of the feed of Donald Trump. He's live right now giving a little press conference. And I don't know, whatever. I go to Hawaii a lot, so Hawaii News Now popped up on my feed, and that's where he was talking. So I click on it, and across the very bottom of Hawaii News Now is basically their disclaimer that what President Trump is saying is not true.
My goodness. Yeah, these people just, they think they're part of a resistance. You just need to resist your own ignorance for just 2 seconds and just see how the odds are stacked up against us and realize that there's nothing resisting. You're in bed with these people.
Yeah, no, well said. All right, back to the book. Give us a couple of other, you know, funny tidbits. We want people to buy the book, 101 Tips to Become a Radical Liberal. You can have a good time actually reading that book. But give us a few more things out of it, Tanner.
Well, you know what? We were just talking about the evil white male, and that reminded me of tip number 20, which is under the category of everyday tips. So everyday tips for practice has actually 20, where everybody else has 10. And tip number 20 is create false enemies. And what you have is you have two girls here talking. And one of the girls is a little cross-eyed, looking a little dumbfounded. She's saying, they said a girl could never go to college. They said I should have stayed in the kitchen. They said I was crazy. And the other girl's looking at her like, what the heck? And she's saying, who exactly are these people saying this? Don't girls go to college at a higher rate than men? So tip number 20 is very important because this is something the left does. They create false enemies, and they create false enemies so they can be the heroes. Yeah. Every story, every narrative needs an antagonist. So as long as you create the antagonist, it doesn't matter what the facts are. They are the protagonist. They are the hero.
Yeah, well
so
said.
That's an important tip.
Well said. Where do folks get the book at?
Amazon. Amazon, 101 Tips to Become a Radical Liberal. You know, unfortunately, they censored a lot of my reviews. They removed a lot of reviews, and they never gave me a full explanation to why. So that's just something
really
I'm dealing with. Yeah, yeah. I was getting tons of messages saying, hey, we didn't get to leave a comment on or a review, and they sent me a screenshot of the message. I got a whole bunch of those. And they never told me why. They said, oh, we thought it was spam-related. Like, spam? So we never got an answer. But if you go on there, order it on Amazon, leave a review. That's very much appreciated. But, yeah, that's what
there actually is one review on there, which I will read. It says, well-written, fun to read. Even us liberals get a laugh or two. So you know what? Even the liberals will enjoy it.
There you go.
Appreciate it, Tanner. Thank you so much for joining us. Good luck to you, sir.
Hey, thanks, John.
You're very welcome. Have a great evening, and let's do this. We've got Gino's Auto Service coming up next, and just have been talking to Steve back and forth from Gino's. He's going to join us next Thursday for a little bit as well. Great guy, though. He wants to take care of you, your vehicle. As I said earlier, we have weather coming in this weekend. You need to make sure you're ready to go. If there's things that you've been looking to get done, keep in mind Thanksgiving, not that far away. Make sure you're ready to go for whatever road trip you might be taking over Thanksgiving as well. It's Gino's with a J, ginosautoservice.com, 303-794-6700.
Winter is coming quick, and if there's one thing Gino's knows, it's that a well-maintained vehicle performs and lasts, especially during the harsh and sudden Colorado winter weather. Take advantage of Gino's free multi-point inspection before winter arrives. We'll evaluate your vehicle by looking at your fluid levels, belts, hoses, and filters. Any maintenance or repair work on your vehicle comes with a NAPA Peace of Mind warranty, covering parts and labor for 36 months or 36,000 miles. To make your life simpler, Gino's offers loaner vehicles so you can drop your car off and pick up when ready. Gino's continues to service Larry's Automotive customers through NAPA Auto Care, warranting any work you may have had done. If you think your vehicle will benefit from our multi-point inspection, give Gino's a call or go online to schedule an appointment. We're AAA approved and located at Bowles and Platte Canyon in Littleton. Stay safe this winter. Stop in or visit us online at ginosautoservice.com. That's Gino's with a J.
Purify Chevrolet, folks, if you're looking for a new or used vehicle, either one, they've got you covered. They've got a great deal, by the way, on a 2013 GMC HD diesel. So if you're looking to upgrade a truck, they've got you covered there. That vehicle, $37,900, which, by the way, is a great deal. Know those vehicles very well, and that's a great deal. On top of that, they've got a used car lot full of cars and new inventory as well, of course, on the Chevrolet side of the fence. Highway 52 and Highway 85 in Fort Lupton. It's been great days to actually go out and buy a vehicle. Why? Because it's beautiful. Take a great test drive and enjoy yourself. Find them at purefoychevrolet.com or 303-659-8311.
Another satisfied customer of Rolly Purifoy and his team at Purifoy Chevrolet.
Hi, my name's Al.
Hi, this is Kathy.
We moved out here in 82, and we needed a better pickup truck to haul my wife's horses, so we went up there, and when we bought the new Chevy pickup, we knew we could count on them to take care of her if I was on the road, which they always have. And that made my job easier, being away from home, knowing that they were there for her. In other words, if she broke down, they could come tow her in. She could go up there with a light out. They would take care of it. They're like family.
I will tell you this, when I need a ride home, they have somebody to run me home. In fact, they fight over who's going to drive me. So we've made very good friends up there over the years. Like Al says, they're like family. We walk in and it's like, hi, Kathy. Hi, Al. We'd do anything for Rolly and the family up there.
Everything we have is Purifoy, and you just couldn't ask for a better experience.
Hi, I'm Rolly Purifoy. We're just up the road in Fort Lupton and on the web at purefoychevrolet.com. Find new roads.
This is Rush to Reason on KLZ 560.
All right, Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. Thanks so much for listening to us today. I do appreciate it very much. And John O'Connor is going to join us here in just a little bit. He's been on with us before, and we will get to John here as soon as we come back from this next break. We're going to talk about the election and the stealing of it and so on and so forth, but we'll get to that in a few minutes. Along those lines, before we get John on so we can sort of prep for him coming on, I do have a couple of videos I explained earlier I was going to play, at least get you the audio. You can't see the video, but most of these are pretty self-explanatory, so let me get these loaded up here, and let me watch the video. Hang on here, because here again, folks, Facebook doesn't want me to see this. They're claiming this is false information. So I got the little warning sign before I went to play this video from Facebook saying this is false information. Folks, this was a live video somebody shot outside of an Arizona Arizona voting place, and I'm just going to play it for you. There's nothing here that Charlie, you need to worry about, you know, putting the mute button on. I'll just let you listen to these two gals and what they have to say. Here we go.
So explain one more time.
So the people that were in front of me, there were two people in front of me that used the Sharpie.
Yes.
That was given to them by the poll workers.
Yes.
It did not read their ballot.
Okay.
And they slid it in there twice. I used the pen.
Yep.
Took their Sharpie and threw it away.
And it read your ballot.
And it read my ballot.
And it read your ballot.
And it read my
ballot. So what they're doing is they're telling people to use the Sharpies. That way.
Yes.
Those votes aren't counted.
Yes.
That's exactly
Arizona,
what's happening.
By the way, folks.
So there was other people that were in there voting with their pens, and they literally went around and they were yanking pens out of their hands.
Yes. They tried to do that to me, and I took their Sharpie and I hid it, because then they said, look for all the Sharpies that are not being used and take the Sharpies back. They had a bowl of pens behind them that they were not giving to people and only giving Sharpies up.
There we go. So the ones with the Sharpies are not being read at all.
No.
No. None of those ballots are being read.
It's not.
So that's and so they're doing it because they're trying to skew all of the votes in there.
Yeah, and they
that's exactly
and they
what's
didn't
going
try
on.
Even slide it more than one time. They immediately took it and slid it in the front, like not even tried a second time. They just
that's correct.
Ran it through. And
okay, Rick, I'm going to stop it for a moment too, just to make sure you all understand. I don't know why Facebook would even say any of this is false information. You can see from the video that these are two gals that are standing out. They've got their I voted little patch on their shirt, you know, the little sticker that you put on. And literally in the background, you can see the vote here. There's a line. This is pretty self-explanatory as to where they are and verify that they're actually at a polling or, you know, a voting place, I should say, or a polling place, I guess is what you would call it. Is that what they call it, Charlie? Is a polling place? Am I saying that correctly? I mean, folks, I'm sorry. We haven't voted in person in Colorado since 2013, so I haven't been inside of one of these places, even pulled a lever in that amount of time. But I'll keep playing this because there's another lady that chimes in a moment.
And I was like, wait a
that's what they did with yours?
Yep. And I just went with a Sharpie to vote to Trump, and she just slid it in, and that was it. But
But they're not counting. They're not counting the ones with the Sharpies. And so they're forcing people to use the Sharpies, and those votes aren't being counted.
Right.
That's what's going on.
Right. And then I posted it on my Facebook group chat in my neighborhood. They said they did it at the King Creek Library. They did it at ASU Polytech earlier. They're like four different polling places were doing Sharpies all in, like, between King Creek and, like, the edge of Gilbert.
Yep. And those ones are not being counted.
Yes.
Okay, I'm going to stop it there. They go on for a little bit more, but he just sort of repeats himself to make sure everybody understands what's going on. But we're going to talk to John O'Connor in a minute along those same lines. And the reality, folks, is there's a lot more of this nonsense that's actually going on, and it shouldn't be, but it is. I've also got a video that I want to play from Project Veritas. Let me make sure this hasn't been pulled down by YouTube. Nope, it's still here. So let me play this one. This has to do with a Michigan United States Postal Service whistleblower. Here we go.
Tell us where you work.
I work in the Traverse City Post Office, more specifically the Barlow branch.
Your boss told you and your colleagues something that shocked you this morning. What was it?
We were issued a directive this morning to collect any ballots we find in mailboxes, collection boxes, just out.
Okay, I want to make sure that you guys all heard that. I'm going to back that up so I can read to you what he just said. We were issued a directive this morning to collect any ballots we find in mailboxes and collection boxes.
Collection boxes, just outgoing mail in general.
He says, then just outgoing mail in general, separate them at the end of the day so they could hand stamp them. And he'll say why in a moment.
Separate them at the end of the day so that they could hand stamp them with the previous day's date.
With the previous day's date, today is November 4th for clarification.
Today is November 4th for clarification.
who is your boss, and what is his title?
Jonathan would be a direct supervisor, yes. As of right now, he is the opening supervisor for the Barlow Branch post office. So I, and this is anecdotal, a carrier down in another office said they watched the postmaster doing it. If it were just a typical day, it would be clerks doing it up at the distribution center.
So 8 p.m. election day, November 3rd, the Court of Appeals ruled ballots have to be received by that time. And what were you told?
To separate them today so they could mark them with yesterday's date and send them through the express system to wherever they needed to go.
This appears to be an attempt to circumvent Michigan law and allow late votes. And you said there was a hamper where letter carriers were supposed to leave their ballots. Where are the ballots now?
They were putting them into express bags to go to the distribution center. In regards to a hamper, there was a standard hamper that all letter mail is supposed to go to, and they had a tub next to it that we were supposed to put any ballots collected today into.
Yes. What made you come forward?
That's sketchy. I don't like sketchy. It screams corruption. Also, knowing the post office's leanings politically, it didn't seem quite right.
Okay, so I'll stop it there. James O'Keefe goes along to actually call the particular boss of this gentleman, who he gets on the phone, and immediately once he asks him the question about what's going on, the guy hangs up on him. And again, this is a valid Project Veritas, by the way, despite what the left might tell you or what Facebook might tell you, their stuff is spot on, folks. They do a very good job of going undercover and figuring things out that need to be exposed. Johnny in Denver, you're next. What's going on, Johnny?
Well, I was just listening. I like to listen to the reporters before the president comes in. So I'm listening on Periscope.
Gotcha.
And Acosta's sitting there saying, well, he can come back in the next 4 years. Right. And I remember hearing something about when Kennedy was running with Nixon and how Kennedy's dad got the mobsters to chain some of the votes for his son to get in there. And it just, this cheating is so clear. I mean, why would you cover up the windows? Why would you tell people to stand, you know, 10, 30 feet back? This is
too clear. Great point. No,
Johnny, you're
spot on. If you're doing things correctly, you don't have to worry about who's watching.
Right. And I understand that on Channel 4, all the channels, they weren't showing that, but they're always showing Biden getting up there saying, he looks so presidential.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, man. It's such a lie.
Yep.
The whole thing. And they think, and I guess some people are brainwashed, and then some people can see it clearly, and then even the ones who are on the left who can see it, they just want to pretend like, hey, this is right. But it is not.
And it is not right.
To bite these guys.
You are correct. So, it is not right. Johnny, as always, you're a great caller. I appreciate you very much. Thanks for letting us know that on that press conference today that Donald Trump had. Extreme Auto Repair is coming up next. We're going to talk to John O'Connor, by the way. We'll get into more of this cheating and the things that are going on that way in a moment. Extreme Auto Repair, those coming up next. And don't forget, $75 off tires right now, Cooper Tires, plus the fact they sell you those tires at cost. And we do have snow coming next week. Go to klzradio.com or call 303-841-1071.
The team at Extreme Auto Repair will help you prioritize your vehicle's maintenance. You know there's a lot more to maintaining your vehicle than just getting your oil changed. But it seems like every time you go to the shop, the mechanic finds 10 things wrong, and all of them need to be fixed immediately, or there could be dire consequences. In your experience, very few auto repair shops will level with you about what's most important to fix right now and what could wait until later. The team of ASE-certified technicians at Extreme Auto Repair do their best to inform you about your vehicle's factory-recommended maintenance without using scare tactics to pressure you into spending more money. They have a reputation among their many repeat customers of only fixing what needs to be fixed, not more. At Extreme Auto Repair in Parker, you can trust their team to tell you what needs to be fixed when. Find out what your vehicle really needs at klzradio.com/extreme. Promises kept.
Folks, if you're not feeling well or you just feel off, you feel stressed, I know there's a lot going on, talk to Dr. Julie. She can help you through some of that stress that might be going on in your life. And, folks, it's not expensive. In fact, the cost of feeling good, I don't know how you put a price on that. Call Dr. Julie today, 303-343-8800, or go to ascenthealthcenter.com.
Changes in your routine shouldn't stop you from achieving your health goals. John Rush recommends Dr. Julie Marchiol of Ascent Health Center as your personal weight loss guide, giving you the confidence that you need to see real results. Dr. Julie wants to provide, enable, and assist you in developing your highest quality of life. As she coaches you through the HCG diet program, you will start to see significant weight loss without starving yourself. HCG is a hormone that uses non-essential fat for energy. The homeopathic-based HCG diet teaches your body to burn excess fat first, leaving behind only the fat that your body really needs. Call Ascent Health Center in Lowry or Inglewood now. Schedule a free consultation with Dr. Julie to check your BMI and resting calorie burn. Call 303-343-8800 or visit RushToReason.com to find Dr. Julie now. Get the support you need to achieve the goal that you've been dreaming about.
All right. Al Smith, Golden Eagle Financial. Make sure that you're prepped for retirement. And if you're my age, you need to be ready. If you're getting older than I am, you really need to be ready. So figure out where you're at on that scale and get with Al, and he'll help you through the whole process. He's a financial advisor, 303-744-1128, or go to klzradio.com.
You have the money. Now you need a plan. Al Smith of Golden Eagle Financial specializes in retirement planning, teaching you how to preserve your wealth so you have enough money to last. You've already done the heavy lifting by saving diligently all of your adult life, but you still feel uncertain about what your retirement will look like. You have the money, now you need the plan. As a fiduciary advisor, Al Smith will show you how to protect your savings from unnecessary taxes, when to file for Social Security, and how to minimize risk. Unlike a stockbroker who earns a commission every time they buy or sell on your behalf, Golden Eagle Financial offers stable, long-term guidance so you know what to expect for you and your family's future. Visit klzradio.com/money to set up a free, no-obligation consultation with Al Smith of Golden Eagle Financial. Advisory services offered through Foundations Investment Advisors, an SEC-registered investment advisor. Stay up to date with Rush to Reason after the show on Twitter at Rush to Reason and on Facebook.com/Rush to Reason.
All right, Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. Thanks for joining us today. We do appreciate it very much. And all of you that have called in throughout the day, I appreciate that as well. You've all had just great comments and have even given us additional things to think about that even I hadn't brought up. So I do appreciate that very much. We've got John O'Connor, who's going to be joining us here in just 1 minute. Charlie's getting him dialed in, and John's going to comment on, as we get him on, the claims that Trump has made about the Democrats trying to steal it. Now, keep in mind, John's the author of Postgate, How the Washington Post Betrayed Deep Throat, Covered Up Watergate, and Began Today's Partisan Advocacy Journalism. And we've talked to John before in the past, and he's always a great guest, and he's got some inside information on a lot of this, and I'll be surprised if John isn't going to tell us that, yep, these are the things that he predicted long before the election even started, because that's just the kind of thing that he's been talking about here and even talks about in the book. He actually served also as assistant U.S. attorney in Northern California and represented the United States in both criminal and civil cases. And John's just a solid guy. We'll get him on here in just 1 minute. But those last audios that I played, by the way, and you're going to see these out there on Facebook and other places claiming that those are false. And the reality is, no, folks, those are not false. You can look at those videos yourself. In a lot of cases, you can tell pretty much whether a video is accurate, whether it's old, whether it's been dated, whether it's been chopped up, pieced together, and so on. And the reality is, both of those that I played you are not that case, even though Facebook will tell you that, especially the first one I played you about what's going on with the Sharpies in Arizona, they will tell you right off the bat that those, in fact, are false. Well, Facebook and Instagram and Twitter and so on can say they're false all they want, but the reality is those are not. And as we talked about earlier, it's amazing how the left has gotten big tech and big media on, not amazing, but they are on their side. John O'Connor joining us now. John, welcome. How are you, sir? Welcome back, I should say.
Hey, great. Yeah.
So, sure, man, talk to us. There's a lot going on. President Trump spoke today. He's not giving up, which I'm glad he's not. There's just a lot of, let's just call it what it is, John, nonsense in what I feel is the left trying to steal the election.
Well, here you go back in 2000, and when Al Gore decided that, well, maybe we should recount, we should go figure out whether somebody might have had a dimple on a piece of paper, and we should examine everything and maybe recast things. That was cool. In fact, somebody said to me, I was interviewed, and I said, well, I don't like his arguments, but I think he has a right to fight. Now, President Trump is raising some pretty valid constitutional arguments that we'll get into.
Okay.
And of course, that's just terrible that he would do that. How could he do that? Isn't that terrible? Because here's the deal. We have a thing called a Constitution that supposedly the left abides by and loves right. and cherishes because it's a living, breathing thing. And that Constitution says that the state legislatures, not state courts, not anybody else, not a governor, prescribes state's election procedures. Now, I think the Supreme Court, our own Supreme Court, has already said that it was illegal for Pennsylvania to alter its procedures by fiat of their, I think it was their court, and they just elected not to do anything about it before the voting just because, you know, it's John Roberts and he's really a softy, he's a church mouse.
Mm-hmm,
but
right.
but in any case, but he acknowledged the principle that you can't do that. Now, some states did it the right way. Some states saw this fiasco with mail-in balloting coming along. They changed their procedures. They may not be great, but at least they did it legally. But there are several out there who did not do it. They just made it up as they went along. And I say, wait a second now. You can't do that. And we knew that if there's anything that promotes fraud, it's just saying, okay, mail in a ballot.
Mm-hmm.
I'll give you one example here. In California, we send out jury summonses based upon voter registration.
Right.
And then you have a return card that you can check off a box that said, I no longer live in this county. I swear right. under penalty of perjury, signed right. John O'Connor. Last year, just on jury summonses, 449,000 people said they didn't live in the county that they were,
gotcha.
That were on, they were on the voter rolls. Now, that translates into about 2 million people in California. We've got so many people that are dead, or you have these tranches of votes that are coming in from one spot. There was one tranche in Pennsylvania where 23,087 votes all went to Biden, none to Trump, but to Trump. So when you get into this stuff, the real question is, can we look at it? Can we look at this fairly? I'm quite happy if we follow correct procedures and Trump doesn't win, but we ought to follow procedures and we ought to follow the law. And if some state has not acted properly, we should have a remedy for that. And if need be, the Constitution provides that if neither side gets 270 votes or whatever it's needed.
Right.
The matter goes to the state legislatures, their state House of Representatives, I think they are, state legislators, which I think the Republicans have 26 out of 50. So this is not over yet. I hope everything is done peacefully, but I will say this. All the people that claim, oh, I hate division, I hate this hate, oh, Trump is full of hate. There's a lot of hate out there, let me tell you, but it ain't coming from the conservatives.
No, it's not.
So, you know, it's
well, and I just played, I'm sure you've seen the Project Veritas video of him talking to the whistleblower at the post office up in Michigan that claimed that, you know, Michigan was having, you know, ballots and basically going out and having the mailman round up ballots, and then they were backdating them a day to make sure that they were valid. Yeah, that's just a bunch of garbage, John.
Well, yeah, once you find enough fraud, then what do? I mean, this whole system was so rife.
My feeling, you know, to answer your question real quick, when it comes to something like Michigan, where we know some of these things have been going on, I think you'd need a new election.
Well, that's one remedy. The other remedy, like I say, is, I'm not sure exactly what it might be. It might be it might be a new election. That's a good point. That might be the way to do it. Maybe you just got to do a do-over. I don't know what the legislature there is composed of, but if it's composed of Democrats, I think that wouldn't be fair if it's Democratic fraud. So what the remedy is, and one of my thoughts is, though, is what I was going to say is, let's say you just simply throw out the Michigan total altogether.
Mm.
okay, then nobody gets to 270, and we go back to the procedure where you have said, okay, we have 50 state legislatures. Let's do it the way we did it with Thomas Jefferson and Tilden and Hayden, and let's just have those legislators give us a president, and whoever gets 26 out of those 50 states wins. That may be the remedy. I think there's so much fraud, and it's so obviously coming down the pike. And what I loved was there was a ruling actually from a judge, and I want to say it was in a Philadelphia court, where the Republicans were complaining that they couldn't observe the ballot counting, and because so many signatures are mismatched. And he said, oh, no, you can observe, you can sort of be in there, but observation doesn't mean you get close enough to audit.
Right.
In other words, you can't actually see the signatures. Well, wait a second. Well, what am I doing? Just looking and seeing what the hairstyles are of the people
right.
counting the ballots?
Right.
You know, so there really is not a way of establishing fairness in this process. And we have a real bag of bad stuff on our hands. And I'm not sure what the way out is, but I hope that there is some decent sanity. I agree with the idea that there are probably three or four states where they simply, they're not following the right procedures because they were imposed by somebody other than the state legislatures.
Right. I agree. And in that particular case, I mean, I guess question for you, and I watched a little bit of Trump's press conference today. I didn't get a chance to watch all of it because I'm on air when that's going on. I played a little bit of it on air. And, you know, there's some that would say, you know, Trump seemed like he was maybe a little, you know, seemed like he was a little defeated today. I don't know that I got that from his tone. I think what I just saw was somebody now that's really looking at this more strategically saying, listen, we know there's a lot of fraud. We know there's a lot of nonsense going on. Yeah, we're going to do what we need to do on our side to make this happen because we know there's been, you know, fraud in places that it shouldn't be. I don't know that I saw him being defeated as much as being calculated in what the next move is.
I agree with that. And I think also he realizes that it's a time when it doesn't do him any good to be his normal,
right.
I'll call him bombastic self.
Right.
It doesn't do any good.
It is what it is. At this point, he's got to actually, I think in a way, John, the way I would look at it is you also really have to be careful right now, and probably his handlers are saying the same. Your tonality right now, knowing that you're going to have to move some of these things through the court moving forward, you're going to have to be really careful of your tonality and probably what you say.
Right, right. Because if you say anything that's as incendiary as Al Gore or David Boies said back in 2000, they're going to use that against
you. Yes, liable to come back and bite you. So you're going to be really, really careful about how you handle this moving forward. And by the way, I think he did very well on that today.
Yeah, I don't have any criticism. And I think he's being more statesmanlike about it. But the fact is, you know, what did we expect? And he was telling us about it before.
Yeah, he was. And he said that today. He said, listen, guys, this isn't news to me. I told you this was all coming before we ever got here.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, actually, when you are out there, and there's plenty of evidence of people getting paid to harvest votes.
Right.
What does that mean? Are we going to have – does that mean there's not any fraud? See, we don't have – this isn't, as most people don't understand, that this is not like absentee balloting. There's some assurances of
right.
veracity in an absentee ballot. Nobody would have any problem with that. In fact, we should have told everybody, okay, you guys, if you want to vote by mail, that's cool. Do an absentee ballot. Let's have
right.
these rules here where you can get absentee ballots in a ready and quick way. But we didn't do that. Oh, no. And so we have this is really a screwed up election. And we really ought to be, the legislatures who did this or the state courts who did it ought to be ashamed, really.
I fully agree, John. And I there's some been some tweets and some things that have gone out today, which I doubt this would ever happen, but it sure would be nice if it did. And I've asked this question even on air today. First of all, we should have a national holiday for Election Day, let everybody have the day off and go vote in person. And why, John, in the day and age we live in with all the technology we've got, why in the world we do not have a unified, standardized way to vote from coast to coast. And I realize with states' rights and so on, I get all of that. But we're talking about elections when we're electing the leader of the free world. You think we could do a better job of what we're doing than the way we're doing it now?
And it doesn't make any sense to have a campaign and have people vote 60 days before the end of it.
That's right.
That defeats the whole idea of a campaign because
right.
people are supposed to have a back and forth,
right.
a marketplace of ideas. But you can't have a marketplace of ideas if you're voting right away.
That's right.
And it also gives bad guys time to go round up people who otherwise wouldn't vote.
Right.
You know, to save their souls. And
right.
so you go around and pick them up or get their votes, harvest their votes. And we don't have any assurances against ballot harvesting, which
right.
there should be some problem there. But yeah. Why can't people vote the old fashioned way? Go there on the polls the day of the polls. I remember growing up, you know,
yep.
people who worked in the factories, they figured out how to get there. And a good boss would say, okay, you can have a couple hours off at lunch. Some people went early. Some people came late. The polls, I don't mind the polls staying open and all that stuff.
John, there's multiple ways in this day and age to make this happen and do this. And again, we can spend $6 billion on an Obamacare website, but we can't figure out how to get the voting handled in this country?
Right, right. And the other question is, do we want to? You know, every time there has been
question.
Real problem with the stolen election, it's been the same situation. It's been a political machine. Yep. Richard Daley did it for John Kennedy in 1960. Lyndon Johnson did it a couple times in his state elections. You know, there have been some bad, I'm sure Tammany Hall, how many elections has Tammany Hall stolen? So this ballot box stuffing is something that can happen. But now we have a system now where it's far more likely to happen in great, great numbers.
Yeah.
And so
well, we've made it easy. We literally have. Hey, it's almost like what we've done in regards to the way the riots and things have happened in some of these downtown areas. The owner leaves. They smash the windows. They go in and grab whatever they want. And there's nobody there to stop them. We're doing the same thing with the election.
Right. Right. There's no penalties.
Yeah.
There's absolutely no enforcement. And you're accused of voter suppression if you watch the polls. And I like it. This didn't end up having anything to do with anything. But in South Carolina, one Obama judge said, no, you, the state election commission, which you would think had power to run this thing, they were throwing out ballots where clearly the signatures had no bearing to the one on file. So they would put those aside. Well, the judge ruled, oh, no, you can't do that. You got to bring the individual into court and ask him who he would vote for, and then only then will I throw out that ballot.
Oh, my word.
Well, sure. Okay, so let's go get 200,000 people now, that, of course, didn't have any bearing on anything because South Carolina was sensibly went one way. But that's
still, it's the principle behind that.
Yeah. What are these guys doing? There's an overt attempt to stack the deck, to be unfair. It's very un-American. This whole idea is that we're supposed to have fairness in a democracy, and yet when it comes down to voting, let's stack the deck. That's what's happening here.
Yep. Well said.
Yeah.
Well said. John, it's always a joy having you. You always bring great insight to us. We appreciate it very much, sir.
Keep the faith.
We'll do
keep
it.
On this.
We'll do it.
You're doing a great job. Keep up.
Thanks, okay. John. Appreciate it very much. Thank you so much, sir. Fleshenbeck is up next, folks, and they want to help you out with all of your legal needs, whatever that is. Doesn't matter. Accidents, slip and falls, you name it. Kevin is there to help you. Very, very smart guy. He'll fight for you. Just like Trump right now is fighting for our country. That's Kevin Flesh. It's trial tested, trial ready. Kevin Flesh, FLESCH, fleshlawfirm.com.
You're stuck in a difficult situation. You don't know whether or not you even need an attorney. Have a conversation with Kevin Flesh.
You know, I have some really hard conversations and conversations that I don't expect some days relating to factually what happened in a case or what's going on in the person's life. And I've been doing this long enough. I've been doing it, you know, since 1996, so almost 25 years. And the faces change, but a lot of times the fact patterns don't. And when you get into these situations where you know where this fact pattern is going to be going, but you don't know necessarily if you're going to really add a whole lot of value, that's sometimes why we have these free consultations, so I can give some advice. I can suggest what they need to do to help themselves. But at the end of the day, it may be me stepping out and saying, I'm not comfortable traipsing you through court appearances. And it's one of those things where they're going to be able to get through it on their own and figure it out and not be lighter in the wallet.
Call now for a free consultation with personal injury attorney Kevin Flesh, 303-806-8886. Flesh and Beck Law. They get results.
Novus Auto Glass, folks, whether you've got a chip, a crack, a complete windshield replacement, or you need that calibrated once it's replaced. They can do all of that for you, and they work with all insurance companies. They'll take care of you even if you don't have insurance. They'll give you a great deal, by the way, as well. Go to rushtoreason.com/Novus to find a location near you. Again, rushtoreason.com/Novus, and Novus is N-O-V-U-S.
Novus means innovate. As the original inventors of windshield repair, Novus Auto Glass continues to stay on the cutting edge of glass repair and replacement. Any vehicle with lane departure technology needs to be recalibrated after a windshield replacement because of the cameras and sensors mounted to your windshield. All of those sensors need to be carefully realigned so your vehicle provides accurate positioning information. And each vehicle manufacturer is different. Most auto glass facilities, even the big names, do not have the right tools and equipment to calibrate your windshield. They can only replace the glass, not recalibrate the sensors. Because Novus Auto Glass constantly upgrades to keep pace with the changing industry, the majority of their locations now offer calibrations. Get your windshield replaced and the sensors recalibrated with the inventors of windshield repair. Find Novus Auto Glass at rushtoreason.com/Novus, N-O-V-U-S.
GIA Insurance shops the entire market for the right plan at the best price, so they must be more expensive, right? Wrong! All of that valuable market research comes as a free benefit to you from Paul and his team at GIA. Get more without paying more.
It's time to leave your safe space. This is Rush to Reason on KLZ 560.
All right. Thank you all. Appreciate you listening very much today. I've got some great text messages coming in as well that I want to read. Somebody says the Sharpie is the new hanging Chad. Mark, thanks for sending that. I do appreciate that. And I would not be surprised if that's not the case. Somebody else said, please consider announcing this on your show. Sean Hannity is asking that if you have any evidence of fraud, election abuse, or voter intimidation, to send them ASAP to vote2020@Hannity.com. So if you've got anything along those lines, Sean Hannity is collecting those. Go to, you can send them directly. This is an email address, of course. You can send them directly to him at vote2020@Hannity.com. And 2020 are the numbers, 2020. Don't spell it out. So vote2020@Hannity.com. If you've got anything along those lines at all where you've seen any kind of voter intimidation, voter fraud, election abuse, things like that, please send those. And, you know, how long will this go on, folks, when it comes to Donald Trump and, you know, just the continual counting that's going on? And, folks, I will tell you right now that as an American, I think the biggest disappointment in all this, not that I didn't know this was coming prior, but of the biggest disappointment in all of this to me as an American is we're still doing this. We are the freest nation on the planet, the most technologically advanced country on the planet. And yet we can't figure out how to get voting done and counted and handled and done correctly with no fraud. This is the most ridiculous thing I've ever seen in my entire life. And Donald Trump is right when he says that. We knew this was coming. We knew opening up all of these channels of you know, mail-in voting would do this. Are we the dumbest country on the planet, or are we just allowing the Democrats to steal it? I'm going to repeat what I just said. I know we're not the dumbest country on the planet, but are we for allowing the Democrats to steal this the way they are? And yes, that's what I just said. The Democrats are stealing this election in the way they set up the voting. Yes, they did. They knew the only way they could win this election was not with Sleepy Joe in the basement or Kamala Harris. They knew the only way they win this election is to pass out enough mail-in ballots and get enough people to harvest those ballots up and bring them into the polling places and then have them counted. They knew that was the only way they'd win this election. And at this point in time, it looks like they've done a pretty good job. Hats off to you, Democrats. You did well. I don't think it's legal. I don't think what they did is correct. And I would love to know how many ballots are actually real live ballots that were done by the you know, the election offices in those states, those counties, those cities. Time will tell. Trump's going to fight it. We'll see how long he keeps fighting it. Enchanted Kitchen is up next. Quit fighting with your kitchen, by the way. Some of you are tired of that. You don't like where stuff's at. You don't like your cupboards. You don't like your kitchen drawers, the countertops, where things are located. You don't even like your stove and fridge. Well, change it. Affordable Interest Mortgage can help you with how to get it financed and how to get that handled. In a lot of cases, not spend any more money per month. Go to Enchanted Kitchens and get it done. That's how it works, folks. It's simple. KLZradio.com. Find Enchanted Kitchens there or call them directly at 303-376-7588.
The Enchanted Kitchens Experience Center feels like home, only better. The design process at Enchanted Kitchens always begins in their award-winning showroom because their team believes you need to see, touch, and feel your new kitchen ahead of time. Built to look like a nicer version of your own home with an open floor plan, the Experience Center allows you to visualize a kitchen that works. Standing inside a true-to-life example of a functional kitchen, you can start to imagine how much more you'll enjoy your new space, solidifying your vision for your home. Then, the Enchanted Kitchens design team will bring samples into your home to help truly picture your new kitchen and discuss the design based on your budget and style. Visit the Enchanted Kitchens Experience Center and feel at home, only better. Fill out the contact form at klzradio.com/kitchens and schedule a free design consultation at the Enchanted Kitchens Experience Center, where magic meets design.
Stay up to date with Rush to Reason after the show on Twitter at Rush to Reason and on Facebook.com/Rush to Reason.
All right, folks, Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. Don't forget, tomorrow, it's Friday. We always have a lot in store. And tomorrow, given the climate of where we're at, it's your favorite scam movie. Yeah, there's lots of them out there. I won't give you any hints. Text us what your favorite one is, 307-200-8222, or put it on the Facebook page as well. But tomorrow's movies are scam movies. We'll be back then. If you missed the first hour, catch it next. Otherwise, we'll see you tomorrow. Be safe tonight, folks. It's really dark now at this time of night, and be careful as you're out driving around. This is Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560.